next to us. Yeah, welcome to the Bowery Poetry Club. I'm Gary Glazer, the managing director here. And let's just take a moment to thank Bob Holman, the owner of the club, who's in the back. Give Bob a round of applause. All right. We are so happy to have Trick House in the house. And I'm going to turn it over to Noah Satterstrom. Please give him a round of applause.
Thanks to Bowery for hosting this event and for Chris Funkhauser for helping to set it up. It's an amazing place to start things off. Trick House is an online curatorial quarterly, and it features sound, video, visual art, writing. It looks like this. It looks like a whorehouse. And so for those of you who haven't been to it, I went ahead and projected it. And if you scroll over doors, there's one something behind each door. Like so. It's all about the crossroads, the intersection of different genres, generating new ideas. And the online thing has a real world kind of embodiment with these events is really important, and so this is really great that there's an actual physical something to make it all so relevant. Real people coming together. And I've been already getting some requests for there to be Trick House events in different parts of the country, so it would be really groovy. Hopefully this will be the first of many. So keep an eye out for that. And one thing about Trick House is that a lot of the work and the issues tend to be site-specific, meaning people are either creating new work for Trick House or adapting work for Trick House, which I think is amazing, and it keeps it a sort of living organism, which is really brilliant and always a little bit risky. And the work can, because you don't really know what's going to be in it, you're not picking it out, the work, you're picking the people. And the people are making the work. And so it can range from kind of elegant and clean to sort of raw and sometimes ill-advised. And there may even be some of that today. I don't know what's going to happen. But I trust everybody. I think it's going to be brilliant. So why don't we go ahead and get going. So we're going to start out with, we've got t-shirts. They're trying to get some sort of fund going so that it's not always completely empty pockets. Kristen back there is by a little table with shirts that she designed, an amazing naked lady shirt for Trick House. And so if you would like a shirt, please do the $9 and buttons. Okay, so we've got four readers, and then we'll have a little break, and then some sound stuff, some projection. Who knows what's going to happen after that. So let's start out with Tama Baldwin, who is, from what I understand, freshly back from Alaska, right? Northwest Territories, and just back into this part of the world. Really glad to have her here. She lives in Iowa City, Iowa. Tam Baldwin's essays have appeared in River Teeth, Gulf Coast, Queens Quarterly, the Massachusetts Review, Fiction International, and Tarpaulin Sky. And a chapbook of her poems, Garden, was published in 2006 by Finishing Line Press. Let's welcome up Tama Baldwin.